So here we are, folks. It's the day after the election. It's about noon Central Time. We haven't actually been able to call who the winner is just yet. We're all tired. We're a little bit disheveled. But folks, I think we're going to pull this one off. I just can't believe it, but I think we're actually going to manage to pull this one off. And I could not help but reflect back on the disadvantages that we had to overcome. Here we are in the middle of a pandemic. We're all voting by mail, now more than ever. And we had to fight a corrupt system where Donald Trump, through his Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, has crippled the United States Postal Service by removing sorting machines and deliberately slowing down the mail ahead of an election, because Donald Trump knew that by suppressing the mail-in vote, it would help him win. So not only have we had to fight that, but we're also fighting the fact that we, in the last election, won the popular vote and we lost the electoral vote. But not this time, folks. I think we're going to overcome all of that to win the popular vote and the electoral vote, I believe. Let's just count all of the votes. We've got to count every single one of them. But interestingly enough, today, folks, we had data that came from the United States Postal Service that showed just how bad Louis DeJoy, Donald Trump's handpicked Postmaster General, just how bad he crippled the United States Postal Service in advance of an election in a pandemic where more people than ever were voting by mail. Today we're finding out that in Atlanta, 82.2% of completed ballots were actually sent to election offices. In central Pennsylvania, only 61.3% of completed ballots were actually sent to election offices. In Philadelphia, 66.3%. Detroit, 78.9%. Greensboro, North Carolina, 72.9%. In Lakeland, Wisconsin, 66.8% of completed ballots were actually delivered to election offices. Despite all of those disadvantages, folks, we're going to pull this off. Despite all of those disadvantages, despite the Trump conspiracy to cripple the United States Postal Service and their ability to deliver the mail, because more voters voted by mail, obviously, in this pandemic, despite all of that, and despite that disadvantaged electoral system that we have to fight, I think we're going to win this. We're going to pull this one off. Because it takes time, though, folks, to count every vote that's out there, because that process takes time, and we're going to hear from ex-Governor Chris Christie about what he says about that. But because the Pennsylvania Supreme Court basically gave Pennsylvania an extra 3 days to count those ballots, we can expect the potential here of maybe an extra 3 days that's going to be needed before we hear the totals come in from Pennsylvania. But I want you to hear what Donald Trump said last night.
This is a fraud on the American public.
No, it's not.
This is an embarrassment to our country.
You're an embarrassment.
We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
No. No.
So our goal now is to ensure the integrity for the good of this nation. This is a very big moment. This is a major fraud in our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them.
You know what? If they find a vote that was cast in a duly cast manner by an American citizen, that vote needs to be counted, Donald Trump. But I'll tell you what, though, Newt Gingrich didn't waste any time getting out there on Fox News and actually trying to spin this story about Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. Listen to this.
I think anybody who knows much about Pennsylvania history knows that Philadelphia is a center of vote theft, and that the governor and the governor did all he could to maximize the opportunity to steal votes in Pennsylvania.
No, he didn't. Wrong. That's absolutely patently false. And that comes, that's actually a just a bold-faced lie from Newt Gingrich. But you expect that. You expect that from somebody like Newt Gingrich. He's made a career doing this. So the scenario here, folks, is that we're never going to get a concession from Donald Trump. The American people will never hear him give a concession speech. You probably won't even see him at the inauguration on January 20th. No concession. So, in light of that, it's going to be up to his Republican Party to pull the plug on Donald Trump. It's time for country over party. And you know what, folks? I want you to hear this, because that's exactly what's starting to happen. And I think we're going to hear more of this, but have a listen to this. Chris Christie here.
Listen, I talk tonight now, not as a former governor, but as a former U.S. attorney. There's just no basis to make that argument tonight. There just isn't. All of these votes have to be counted that are in now. In exactly. Pennsylvania, the argument won't even start in Pennsylvania till tomorrow or Thursday or Friday, because the Pennsylvania Supreme Court extended for 3 days when you could accept ballots. Now, I understand there could be an argument on that.
Bingo.
About Pennsylvania law, but that argument's for later. Tonight, this was not the time to make this argument. And
that's exactly right. Exactly right. And last night on CNN, Rick Santorum actually had this to say. I was very distressed by what I heard the president say in talking about that speech that he gave last night. Even Karl Rove, folks. I found this absolutely atomic, that Karl Rove, if you can believe it, Karl Rove said on Fox last night that nobody's going to be able to create large numbers of fake votes and submit them into the system. And why is that the case? Because there's a bipartisan oversight of vote counting. It's not all done by one party. You know, the Democrats don't sit there and count the votes. It's a bipartisan effort. That's the way we run elections here in America. So this isn't America's first rodeo, folks. We own democracy here in America and are by far the world's best example of how to run a fair election. We're Americans. We know how to do this. And folks, I believe that you're going to sit back and see more and more Republicans acknowledging the reality of a fair election, because that's what we do here, folks, first and foremost. That's what we do because we're Americans. So it's a time now for us all to come together. Republicans are going to have to pull the plug on Donald Trump, and we're going to have to start rebuilding this country. So let's look, watch, and listen to see what happens. Until then, folks, thanks for joining.
This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rustin Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.